women's liberation will also be men's liberation. It may sound strange, but if you go into the sources, it will be very easy to understand. One fundamental thing, you cannot make anybody a slave unless you are ready to become an slave by your slave. Slavery is always two-sided. Sometimes it happens the master is a bigger slave than the slave. The master becomes dependent on the slaves for everything. And when you make the second thing, when you make somebody a slave, you are creating trouble for yourself. Because the person will always hate you. He may so love, he may so reverence, but that is superficial. Deep inside he is boiling with hate and fire. Man has made women a slave. But you can see what I am saying to you, the truth of it. Have you seen any husband who is not handpegged? What has made the woman bitchy? It is not a natural quality. What has made the woman to be continuously nagging the husband? It is not natural. It is a revenge. The feminine way of revenge, you have reduced her into a slave. You have taken away all her freedom. You have made her just a possession. From the very beginning, he tried to create the woman to be a slave in life. Naturally, she goes on gathering anger. And in her husband's house, millions of women, because almost half of the humanity is woman. Half of the humanity is being simply wasting its life in kitchens, routine work, looking after children. A very terrible work. And the whole day waiting for the husband that he will say something soothing, something beautiful, But the husband has his own problems. His boss in the office. His files are gathering up on the table. Everybody is after him, finish it. And he is working hard, but he comes home with a lot of files. And the woman, the moment she sees him coming with all the files, that means the office is coming home. She bursts forth. She explodes. Her life is simply ruined. The whole day cooking, taking care of the children, and in the end she was thinking that the husband will be back and they will have few moments of loving communication. He's coming with the whole office. Naturally she gets mad. She throws those files. And while he is eating, she goes on nagging him for this, for that. She does not allow him to eat well. The man is harassed in the office. The woman is harassed the whole day by children and neighbors. And then the husband comes, both are not in a normal stage. They start quarreling about everything, arguing about everything, and soon dishes are being thrown. The woman is hitting him with the pillows. He is shouting and trying to keep her cool, because what the neighbors will say, children may wake up. But how long one can keep cool? Man's liberation is possible only if the woman is liberated. The woman should be educated, should have financial independence, should be an earning member of the family. Should not be dependent on the husband. The woman should have as free movement in society as man has. The woman should have time to be creative, to play music, to paint, to read, to write. And you will be surprised. All her nagging has disappeared. All her bitchiness has gone. Because that is the energy that has become creative now. And you cannot condemn her, because if you want to have an experience, then just take her job for 24 hours. first cook the food, then you will know. At least I know. That I cannot make even a cup of tea. It is a miracle for me how a chapati is made. Then take care of the children who are real devils. Either you will kill them or you will kill yourself. Just 24 hours. And children have their own ways. The whole day they will sleep, and in the night they will try every effort to wake everybody. Sometimes they will say they want to go to the bathroom. And somehow you drag them to the bathroom, and just a few minutes afterwards they are waking you up again. They need water. They have been sleeping the whole day. And now they are awake. And you want to force them to sleep. Sleep is not something that you can enforce. And if the children goes on waking you up again and again, you are going to hold him by the neck and tell him for the last time, either you or me. Decide. We both cannot exist in the same bed. It is very natural that the woman has become nagging and bitchy and fighting. And you can say she don't mean it. When she throws the pillow at you, you can see it. It never hits you. It is not that she cannot hit you. She does not want to hit you. It is simply anger somehow to be expressed. She never throws heavy things at you that you may go blind or your nose may fall down or your head may get broken. She never does. Even if a pillow hits you, it is not much of a hit. And if you watch carefully, she always throws those plates which are worthless. She wanted to get rid of them. Either they were broken or chipped or something. They are not the real ones. They were useless plates. She is careful. She knows because whom she is going to hurt. But the anger is there and it needs some expression. Unless you give it a creative dimension, and the only possible way is that men and women should both be liberated from each other. The liberation movement should not be only women's liberation. It should be man and woman's liberation together, because they both are in a slavery. It is interdependent, and one cannot become free. They both can become free, or they both will remain slaves. The women's liberation movement has not understood it yet. And it needs a whole psychological change in the atmosphere. Marriage should be dissolved. People should not live according to the law. They should live only according to love. The only problem has always been children. And my solution is that every small village should become a commune. Bigger villages should become two or three communes. Big cities should divide into dozens of communes. And the children are the responsibility of the commune. Every member of the commune donates to the commune for the health of the children, for the education of the children, for the care of the children. The children can come to the home, the father and mother can meet the children, but the children basically live in commune hostels and do not belong to private parties, to families. Then there is no problem. If two persons find that their love has disappeared, then there is no need to remain together. It is ugly, disgusting. The moment you see that the love has disappeared, you have to say goodbye to each other with gratefulness, with friendliness, with thankfulness of all those moments that you lived together. You will always relish those beautiful moments. But what can you do? It is beyond you. Love comes like a season and goes like a season. As long as it remains good, it is immensely beautiful. But when it has gone, then to go on hanging with something dead is going to make you also dead. Man's liberation is absolutely necessary, just as woman's liberation. And they both should be together to figure it out how they can be free. There is no need to fight, because anything that comes out of fight has some ugliness in it. The liberation should come out of understanding. All intelligent men and women should get together, try to understand all over the world the problems and how they can be solved. And I don't see there are many problems. There are very few problems which can easily be solved.